As the coronavirus halts travel across Alaska and much of the globe, hotels are feeling the strain. To keep their doors open, some are shifting their business models, transforming from tourist havens to quarantine sites. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon has the story.
At the Hotel Captain Cook in downtown Anchorage, demand collapsed quickly.
So one minute we have a hotel that has a lot of staff in it and restaurants that are open and the feel-good buzzing noise going on, and now we're a hotel that is quiet.
That's Rochelle Eblin, Vice President of Operations at the Captain Cook, a 546-room landmark in the city. The hotel also has several restaurants, bars, and gyms, but those were shut down or limited to takeout last month as government mandates tumbled out in response to the coronavirus pandemic.
It's a huge impact.
At the Captain Cook and other Anchorage hotels, the pandemic has meant job cuts, fewer guests, and a changing business. Over the past month, the Captain Cook staff has shrunk by about two-thirds to under 100 employees. Eblin says it's been painful.
We're working every day trying to, you know, figure out how we can keep another housekeeper working or keep a server working.
Instead of tourists, the hotel is now mostly serving three groups: airline crews, out-of-state oil employees, and some of Anchorage's frontline workers, including those in healthcare who are choosing to distance themselves from family.
We're grateful for every single person that steps up to the front desk and says they want to check in. But those companies, and I don't mind saying it, Alaska Airlines, FedEx, ConocoPhillips, we're grateful to them.
Eblin says the hotel is housing the Conoco workers in a separate tower. The employees must quarantine themselves for 2 weeks before heading to the North Slope oil fields. The hotel has also created a new sanitation squad. The squad is a team of housekeepers charged with deep cleaning the hotel from its walls to its elevator buttons as the pandemic continues.
We're cleaning all of our public bathrooms, I mean, three times an hour to make sure that people know that those things are clean constantly.
Similar practices are going on at hotels across the city, says Alicia Maltby, the head of the Alaska Hotel and Lodging Association. Housekeepers are leaving fresh sheets and towels outside of hotel rooms instead of going inside. They're wearing face masks and gloves. Some hotels are also locking their lobby doors so the public can't just walk in.
It's a whole change in the game of how they are servicing rooms and doing checkouts and what the check-in process looks like and the security of the hotel properties. So I think it's been a huge overhaul for how they've been running their businesses.
Maltby says on average, Anchorage hotels may be hovering around 30% occupancy, but she describes that as a generous estimate. Meanwhile, a few hotels have decided to temporarily close, including the Westmark downtown.
This pandemic is going to affect the industry worse than 9/11 and the 2008-2009 recession combined.
State economists expect the impacts to only grow as hotels don't ramp up like they normally would for the summer tourist season. Instead of hiring, the lakefront Anchorage near the airport has laid off about 70% of its staff. It's down to around 40 employees, says Greg Belts, the hotel's general manager.
We're not seeing any tourism-related travelers, people that are sightseeing for obvious reasons. Everybody's hunkered down.
Belts says the number of rooms filled at the lakefront depends on who's quarantining. Keith Osowski wasn't quarantining yet, but he recently stayed at the lakefront after flying into Anchorage from South Dakota, where he goes to college. He had just one night in the city before going home to Kodiak, and he says he didn't want to stay at his brother's apartment, worried he could be carrying the virus. So he went to the lakefront and hardly saw anyone. He says he kept to himself.
It was just a person sitting at the counter, and it just seemed kind of dead.
Belts, the general manager, says he's trying to remain positive despite the quiet hotel. Though, he says, he can't help but think about how long it will take for business to rebound.
Well, the main thing that's going through my head, you know, is what's to come. You know, where are we going to see tourism have some type of bounce back?
For now, Belts is just waiting to see what the virus does next. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.